get that bag, get my bag, run it bag, run it bag, run it.
Yeah. I'm back, y'all know what it is, nigga. New 318 new nigga thoughts of nuke, y'all what it is. Oh, been a minute, man. Shit. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And if you survive 2020, then you're blessed. Oh yes, you be. Now I don't know how 2021 gonna go, cause shit, this shit starting out fucked up as is, shit. Bro. Yeah, that just was a little snippet of my song. If y'all like, you know, something. Yeah. I'm trying to make a little funny music this year that makes sense, but at the same time, that's fun to listen to, because man, we need that shit. After 2020, we need that shit. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing. Y'all follow my Instagram, 318 new 318. You know, if I'm on Twitter, same thing. Instagram, same thing. That's all that I got. Facebook and Twitter. I got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I really don't be on social media that much, so follow me on Instagram. I'm making this episode a day after these people storming the Capitol. I'm finna go ahead and get into it. This will be my first segment. I usually don't speak on political shit too much because I don't be out into it. You know what I'm saying? But I once read a book, and I forgot the name of the book, but it was like a book, something like The 48 Laws of Power or something like Rich, Poor Dad, Rich Dad. It was something like that. Something that type of book, you know, but it was more of a black person's book. And it said, what it say, well, I remember this specific part in it, because it plays a part of what the fuck happened yesterday. And it said, what would happen when the white man would not be the majority no more? Which means, you know, it's still a lot of them, but we're the minority. We're more populated than them. We make up more of the country than they do. Black people, we do. Look up. Minority, period. You know, blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics, all of us. Like, we make up the minority more than black people. I mean, white people, first of all. And they say, what would happen when that, what would that day look like when it happened? And I feel like that day has come. It has come. Because the white people feel like they don't have power no more. That's the main thing where it is. They feel like they don't got motherfucking power no more. So now they want to go storm the Capitol, storm the shit. You know, well, man, Trump won. Even though they just did the little Georgia thing and he still lost. But it is what it is, man. Y'all lost. You know what I'm saying? But white people are fucking privileged. Because let me tell you what. When black folks march about white police officers killing us, it was World War III around this bitch. Man, they was killing us, hitting us inside the head, multiple people going to jail, tear gas, canisters, National Guard. Come on, man. On the peaceful protest. You know why? Because we were black. Why we didn't see none of that shit yesterday? You know why? Because they were white. And that shit was on the national capital. That shit is on the capital. Capital of the United States of a fucking America. That shit was on the capital of the United States of a fucking America. That shit didn't happen when Obama was there. That shit didn't happen. Bush was fucked up. But that shit didn't happen when Bush was there. Clinton did what got some goddamn head. That's about the worst thing he did to me. Shit, he got some head. That really ain't bad, cause shit, and you got some head in the White House, nigga. You, shit, nigga, everybody wanna do that shit. That's a man. I know damn well I would love to give me some head in the goddamn White House. But anyway, that shit never happened. So you mean to tell me this orange motherfucker sent them people in that capital? Oh, well, how they sent them? What you mean how they sent them in the capital? Listen to the man's speech. I ain't listen to all of it because I don't like the nigga. But I heard some of it because I knew I was going to make this. I had to go back and look because shit was on my mind. It kind of pissed me out. I had to go back and look, and I seen the way he said it. We won't stand for this. Weak people won't stand for this. We gonna walk right up there to national capital. All this bullshit. Got these people all hyped up. He hopped this little orange ass back in the goddamn whatever the damn thing is and carried his ass on. 5-10 minutes later, these people at the Capitol knocking it. Hey, let us in. This our shit. Trump said it's our shit. Y'all ain't running shit. Fuck you talking about. Trump said it's our shit. We run this shit. Man. I swear for God. White privilege is a motherfucker. Because, man, you mean tell me these people coming that bitch, pushing the police out the way, pushing the National Guard out the way, and not only that, the National Guard. I seen a video of the National Guard standing up there with the people protesting with terrorists. They fucking terrorists. With the terrorists. That's a terrorist. Y'all know the fuck I mean. Standing up there, fucking protesting with them. Y'all open the fucking barriers for these people. They got to the Capitol. Come on, man. How people? I don't think this should never happen. I don't know. I can't check history. I don't got time to check no history. I don't give a fuck about that. But how in the hell? Cause you mean to tell me that y'all let these fucking people in this White House like this, cuz? Y'all really let the people in the White House? Cuz ain't no motherfucking way that them people were supposed to get to the motherfucking White House. They're supposed to get to the gate. And whoever in charge of the White House security, he fired. He, she, him, shim, whoever. They fired. They need to get the fuck on now. Biden need to get the fuck, need to get them out. This shit crazy. I'm not understanding it. Then on top of it, this is bad for America as a whole to the world. Because not only that we seen this shit, the world seen this shit. Man, them motherfuckers over there in Asia and the other countries, Europe. Nigga, South America, you like, God damn, nigga, our brother, sister country came, what the fuck they up there doing? You know what I'm saying, man? That shit make us look weak. Because we supposed to be, they say we supposed to be the most powerful country. I don't feel it. To me, I feel like Asia's the most powerful country. All the motherfuckers over there. Look how long them Asians live and all that shit. They the most powerful country, cuz. They way fucking more superior than us. They know a lot more shit because how they are raised. I mean, America, we raised on fucking violence. Drugs, violence. You know, let's face it, that's what the fuck we raised on. Not everybody, but shit, mostly everybody gonna have violence some type of way in their blood. You know, but... And the shit crazy, man. And not only that, these motherfuckers looking up like, man, these niggas weak as fuck. They people run they shit. They, you know, we don't look as... I don't know the fucking pronunciation for the word, but what does she call democratically, when you like governed by a president? I forgot what the fuck they call this shit, but that shit, like, the shit that make it look weak. And then four people got killed, God rest their soul. Four people fucking got killed. Let there be black people. That's the only thing I gotta say. Let there be black people. It'd be way more than four motherfucking people got killed. We can't walk to the store without getting shot. We can't go get candy without getting shot. We can't go jogging without getting shot. We can't go to our mama house without getting shot. We can't go fuck a fucking porn star and then go home to our motherfucking wife, get her some money, and get her some dick, then go to the store without getting shot. We can't sit in our fucking car and smoke a blunt in my own fucking yard while police is passing by looking at me fucking crazy. Fuck you looking at? Bitch, it's private property, hoe. My bad, I'm without surgery because damn law just passed by me while I'm talking about this shit, old stupid ass bitch. Private property. Can't do nothing with me. Learn your laws. Stupid bitch, why you looking at me, ho? Yeah, I'm smoking. Fuck you. Whoa, I'm back. That was dope. Y'all know what it do. My bad, man, I had to get some shit straight. And motherfucking police walk around. I know if y'all listen to my last segment, y'all heard me talking about the goddamn police at the end looking at me crazy and shit. I know why, cause he looking for this little nigga. I know little nigga, but shit, I ain't seen the nigga. I don't know. That's me. Okay, sir. They kept going. Cool. He was a white police officer, too. See, every white police officer is on shoot and kill black people. That's a vibe. It was probably like a 2-minute fucking talk. But, yeah, that's a vibe. You know? But it's funny that he said that because that same little nigga I seen earlier, cuz. And that's my little nigga. Well, that ain't my little nigga. That's my homeboy, little cousin. And I know the nigga. I've been seeing him grow up since he literally was a baby. Like, he was probably like 2-3 years old. I was probably like 17, 18, 19 maybe. You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. Hang around with my homeboy. His old cousin. Now, I'm finna get this message out. And I'm talking, on this segment, I'm talking to the young people. Watch what you do, and who you do it with, and how you do it. I'm gonna say that again. Watch what you do, who you do it with, and how you do it. Because obviously, somebody snitched on him because they had the other nigga in the back seat when he pulled up. It was some other little nigga in the back seat. I don't know who the fuck it was, but it was some other little nigga in the back seat. So,
Watch what you do. Who you do it with. And how you do it. Because the crazy part about it, I just seen this little nigga earlier. Not the little nigga in the police car. I don't know who the fuck he was. Never seen him a day before in my life. But I just seen the other nigga earlier today. It's 1 o'clock now where I'm at. It was around my 10 something this morning when I seen the little nigga. And I was on the way to the house. Bad fact, I was on my corner. Coming from, give me some green. Give me some weed. Coming from, give me some green. Well, you know I'm all, I say green. Coming from, give me some goddamn weed anyway. Coming from, give me some weed. So, coming down the street. I stay on the dead end now. I'm coming down the street. I stop at the cold. I see the little nigga. He wave me down, wave me down. They're like, okay, what's up? You walk up to the car. Hey, man, I need to go to the stove. Looking anxious and shit. Like, you know, looking around, looking anxious. And say, oh, what's wrong with you? Man, I need to go to the stove, man. I just seen out. Me being me, I'm like, you just seen who? Like, man, I just seen out. What the fuck you trying to get in my car for? But no, then ain't like that, man. I'm just trying to go to the store. I need to go to the store. No, nigga, you need to go home. You got a gun? Man, no, not really. What? You don't got no gun? Cause, hey, listen. I'm too old for that bullshit. I'm not finna let you hop in my car for I could get killed for some shit you did. What part of the game is that? Watch what you do, who you do it with, and how you do it. But me being me, I'm standing telling this nigga, I'm like, go home. Go home. I need to go to the stove. Blah, blah, blah. I need to go to the stove. All right, man, get in the car. I know y'all be like, man, y'all, you stupid as fuck talking about getting in the car, but the thing is, man, like I say, that's my homeboy, their cousin. True enough, me and my homeboy, we been cool, like, all our life. I'm 30 years old, and ever since I knew the motherfucker, we been cool, cuz, you know what I'm saying? We really never had no falling out. Like talking about we have falling out, but it wasn't no big deal. Really, kind of over a little stupid ass bitch, and we was young. We were way younger than we is now. Now I got kids, and the motherfucker got family, married, and I got kids and shit. So you know that shit back in teenage days, we been let that shit go. But so I'm like, I feel kind of obligated. I feel obligated, but I don't feel obligated because it's like, damn, you know, back in the days, you know, when I used to get into some shit, which I never got into too much shit, I always was alone, I kept to myself. But if I really did get into some serious shit, I did the same thing. I go to the OGs. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know, I got this little problem, you know, nigga trying to beat me up. But back in the day, we fought about everything. But one time I did have an issue where a nigga pulled a gun out on me and robbed me. The only thing he got out of the confrontation was a fucking $10. You know, he could have had it. You know, I went tripping. It just fucked me up because I ain't fuck with nobody. Like, I literally didn't fuck with nobody. I stayed to myself. I never really got into no trouble. But my people on the other hand, stayed to some shit. You know. So, I went to my cousin my older cousin at the time, he, well, he's still my older cousin, shit. But my older cousin, I went to him. He was like 17, 18. I just want to tell y'all this quick story about why I say, you know, why I say watch who you do shit with and what you do. Because, like I say, the same shit happened to me that's happening to this little nigga now. To where, like I said, I went to my big cousin after this shit happened. He ended up, who nigga, blah, blah, show me nigga, blah. We ended up seeing nigga probably like 3 or 4 days later. Maybe almost a week. Comes find out, it was one of the niggas that he ran with that they did some, and I'm not gonna go into the whole story of it, but they did some, and the bitch nigga did some, and because did something to him, and he knew I was his little cousin, so the nigga tried to get me type shit. But my cousin ended up, you know, handling the situation anyway. But they just come back to say, watch what you do, who you do it with, and how you do it. Because this little nigga came to me, he was like, okay, he said he seen the op, he need to go to the store. I'm telling him, go home, go home, go home. You don't got no gun, go home. I ain't no letting him in the car. So I took it to the store right around the corner. I told him, I said, man, I'm dropping you off at the store. Because, shit, as OG, and really not OG, but I can say I've lived to see 30. I see a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen too much shit. But as I got older, once I turned past 21, I started seeing a lot of shit. A lot of shit. But I'm glad I seen it then, because I was already wise to the situations. But just try to put him on game, same thing on game. I'm like, man, go home, because you don't got no gun. Shit, if you really want to have some shit like that, call your peeps. Call your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, shit, you don't. Well, I was dropping the ball for it. Was a tie shop. Where everybody had got with it. It's a real tie shop, but like, what a hood tie shop. With people had got it. A couple people said, don't. You know how it go. And so, you know what I'm saying? He like, man, well, shit, I really don't fuck with none of these niggas up here anyway. I'm like, how you don't fuck with none of these niggas up here and you from up here? That's bad. That's, first of all, that's bad business. You can't be beefing. You sound like you beefing with a nigga that's in your same hood. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe because, maybe something like that. Well, I don't understand y'all little niggas, because I really never beef with a nigga in my same hood. I never really beef with a nigga like Tombite, but I never really beef with a nigga in my same hood. What? That shit don't make no sense. We in the same hood and we beefing? Why? We from the same hood, cuz. I don't understand it. Second of all, he seen my gun. He seen my gun now. I keep my gun right here on my side with my between my seat and my damn console little part so I can keep it right there. He seen my gun. Hey man, cuz shit, let me hold your gun. Let me let you hold my gun, little nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? Nigga, this shit is in my name, first of all, little nigga. It took me 7 fucking years to get some shit off my name before I could get this in my name. Man, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. I'm not finna give you shit. And then on top of that, you ain't gonna, I told him, I said, cuz, I ain't finna give you shit, cuz. You ain't gonna do nothing with that shit, cuz. You running up here to the damn store, and you talking about you just seen the op. You need to be trying to carry your ass home or get a fucking gun. Or carry your ass home or call your peoples or something. Man, you right, cuz. Yeah, you right. You right, I need to call my people, blah, 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 blah. We got to the tie shop. He still talking. Blah, blah. Yeah, I need to call my people. Hey, man, cuz, we at the tie shop. Oh, man, my bad. Shit, cuz. Yeah, all right, cuz. I holler at you. Yeah, you know, he got in my car. But it just hit me because I was like, damn, cuz, that shit was crazy. It was crazy. But it was crazy. It hit me because the same shit had happened to me. The same shit had happened to me. Now, I don't know his full situation, you know, or the story. You know what I'm saying? I don't know his situation. But I feel obligated. I need to move him out that situation. Because, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't want to go home. You know, went past the street. Man, because I slowed down. You don't want to go? Man, I don't want to go. I need to go to the store. You need to go to the store for, cuz? Go to the store, get a pack of cigars or whatever the fuck you feel, dude. It really that fucking worth the cuz? Because I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to get killed, cuz. I don't want nobody to get killed, but shit. I don't want you to get killed, cuz. Cause where I'm from? Shreveport, Louisiana? These little niggas ain't, man, these niggas, period, ain't playing. Bitches ain't playing around here. Bitches laying niggas out. Stabbing niggas and shooting niggas. Just have to go to jail for that shit. For shooting a nigga. Cheating and shit. Bopped his ass. They shot him like 5 times, if I'm not mistaken. Shit. Killed him. She on the mud chat, smiling. She don't go, fuck. Like, cool, it's real. And man, that's what I say, cool. Watch what you do, who you do it, and how you do it. Real shit. Because most of the time, your ops used to be your friends. Most of the time, your ops used to be your friends. I ain't seen too many times. I see that white truck pass like 4 or 5 goddamn times up the damn street. But, because most of the time, shit, y'all go do something. Yeah. Hey, it could be your friend, lit. You know what I'm saying? That nigga. Hey, la, 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 la. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go in there, hand the bitch, bruh, bruh. Come back out there, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shit, bruh. Oh, he don't like something, though. Hey, damn, man. Fuck. You know how niggas get greedy? Y'all probably hit lit for 10 bands. You know? Y'all split 5 down the middle. You know? Shit, man. Fuck that shit, man. Shit, I need the other 5. What your homeboy think? I need the other 5. Huh, need the other 5. You know, he try to fire up on you, fah, fah. But you end up getting away. Now you got out. You got out. Cause he fired out on you. He yo out now. Cause he tried to kill you on that money. Cause he wanted the other 5 bags. Hoes. They get you caught up too, you little niggas. Hoes both definitely get you caught up. Stop being so tentative behind these little young fast ass girls. They don't care. I'm telling you now. You're going to have a rarity of them. I don't say rarity because, see, they were rare when I was growing up. They really scarce now. But you're going to have a very scarce few. They're going to have their mind on the right track. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have their mind on getting this money. You know what I'm saying? Getting the fuck out the hood type shit. You're going to have them. If you get one, keep her. Oh, man, don't try to go out these little wretched assholes, because I'm telling you, the little wretched hoes now, in the long run, When y'all be around 25, 26. And you see what these motherfuckers used to be. The ones that's 5'9" in high school. That go high school with you. The one that bad. And cuz shit. Damn, cuz said she got some good pussy. And cuz said she got some good. I feel rap this bitch too. They gonna be that same. They gonna be that bitch that's 25. The bitch gonna be big, fat. And with four fucking kids. And some of them don't even have kids. Bitch, they be big. Fat and ugly. For no reason. I'm telling you now. I promise you this. Because I'll be looking at the same shit. I'll be like, God damn, this bitch used to be fine back in the day. This bitch big as fuck now. And most of the ugly hoes be bad shit. You know why? Because nobody touched them back in high school. You know why? Nobody touched them. So guess what? Them hoes on their shit. Them hoes getting their education. I was like, man, fuck it. I'm going to get my education. I ain't getting no dick. I'm going to get my education. I'm going to get my money up. And when I get my money up, I'm going to glow up. And that's what them hoes mean. When they mean glow up, cuz. Them bitches glow the fuck up. Glow up, whatever. Nigga, them hoes, boy. I seen one today on Facebook. I was strolling. I'm like, damn, she find out. Look, I'm like, what the fuck? I used to go to school. That girl used to be. Because the girl, that's what God think the girl used to be down there retarded in school. Like real shit. But she bad as hell now. I be bad. I'm like, damn, she fine as fuck now. But it's just like, because shit, I'm telling you, young niggas, hoes who get you caught up. Cause they be fucking you, fucking homeboy too. And then when y'all niggas getting y'all feelings, there go you and another op, ready to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Like, good. Y'all gotta leave that bullshit alone. Like, real shit. Be yourself, stick to yourself. And sometimes, because I listen to him too, don't get me wrong, but sometimes, stop listening to young boy so damn much. Because y'all niggas, that's the only thing y'all listen to. Like, this nigga is the only rapper in the world. Listen to something else to mellow your brain out sometime, man. You can't have all that built up frustration and anger and shit. How we want to shoot people and bop, 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 and kill people. Fuck that shit sometime, man. Sometimes you gotta let that shit go. God damn. You fucking with a bitch for a couple of months. 3-4 months. Come find out she fucking your cousin. You know what I'm saying? Now you in your feelings. Why the bitch wanna fuck you in the first place? Cause she was fucking somebody else. I thought I'd talk about 10. Y'all fucking somewhere else. Gotta stop that shit. And that's really men, period. Gotta stop that shit. But that's a subject for a different day. I ain't gonna get into all that. But y'all young niggas, just chill the fuck out, cuz. That's the only thing I gotta say. Real shit. Man. It was thoughts and new, cuz. You know what I'm saying? It's been a little long one. I had a lot of shit to say. You know, about the government shit and other shit and, you know. If you like it. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe, like it. Follow me. Listen to it on Spotify. Apple Podcasts. I'm on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Nuke318. 318 Nuke. I got 2 Instagrams. That's why I said it that way. I got one is 318 Nuke, and the other one is Nuke 318. The numbers 318 Nuke, like the bomb. But anyway, yeah, man. Oh shit! I'm finna go ahead and get up out of here. I'm getting hungry. My weed, my blunt gone out. We're being gone out. So, y'all holla. Y'all know what it is. I'ma try to make these episodes at least every Thursday. Start from now on out. Try and grind this up. Run my numbers up, please. Only thing I can say, hit me out. All right, y'all know where it is. Thoughts of Nuke. I'm out.